Everyone, today for Advent Devos, we'll be reading from Isaiah 52, verse 13, and it's going to go into Isaiah 53, verse 6. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So much of the past couple of weeks, as we've been in these Advent devotions, we've been talking about the coming of a king, of the Messiah, of what Jesus came to do. And we've been learning, especially this week, about Jesus as our shepherd, as the one who's going to care for his people and provide for them and bring justice. But the passage that we read at the end of the devotion on Tuesday was in John 10, where it's this shepherd would lay down his life. That Jesus says that he's the good shepherd and he lays down his life for his sheep. And this is what we read about here in Isaiah, where this servant, right, that is mentioned in verse 13 of chapter 52, the servant of God would be despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, and he would bear grief and sorrow, be pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. He would die for our sins. This is what Jesus came to do. Jesus was the only person ever to be born for the purpose of dying. He came to die, to take on, to suffer for our sins. And why is that? Like, why did Jesus come to do that? Verse 6 tells us a lot. He says, we like sheep, which we mentioned in these shepherding passages, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned to our own way. We've been scattered abroad. But it's not just that people scattered us. We scattered ourselves. We moved away from God. But Jesus, being the good shepherd, went to go get us. He laid down his life so that we could find our way to the Father. And it says that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. God put our sin upon Jesus. And Jesus died so that we could have life. This is what our King came to do for us. This is what Jesus, when he was born, right? It was this light that shone in the darkness, but he didn't just come and say, everything's great, guys. But instead, he gave us a way to the Father, a way to freedom, a way to forgiveness, a way of hope. And the only way that hope could be secured is through Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross. As we remember this King in this Advent season, as we remember what he came to do, let's rejoice and let's come in gratitude, because it's while we were still sinners that Jesus died for us. And that's a demonstration of God's great love. That's what we learn in Romans chapter 5. Let's remember that great love. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice for us. We thank you that you love us so much. And forgive us. We receive your forgiveness for going astray, for turning to our own way. We're sorry that you had to suffer on our behalf. But now, Lord, with thanksgiving, with joy, we receive this salvation. We receive this love. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice and your love for us. In your name we pray. Amen.